I just have all these expectations, Matt, and you constantly let them down.
I'm that's
Fortunately, I'm never actually disappointed because I expect you to fail. I mean, what?
Oh, you sound just like my mom.
So I apologize in advance if this game sucks and if I cannot pull off voices consistently. So, yep.
You know what they say?
No, I don't. What do they say?
I don't know where I was going with
Really,
that.
they say a lot of things. They is they.
Listen, no one
Anyway,
they
judges you
fucking
on.
flap their yaps all the time, and what does it get them? All
Listen,
right,
Anna, no
anyway.
one judges you on your first time.
That is applicable to all aspects of life.
All right, let's start off
I don't know. I
by
think surgery, they'll judge you off the bat.
Well, hopefully when you do
First
it on a
time.
person, it's not your first time.
Yeah, well, when you have like cat corpses and shit, they yeah. All right.
Matt, what you just
So
said is also applicable to all walks of life.
let Hannah start her game, damn it.
I'm sorry.
Are you in recording?
Yep.
Oh God. Why are you recording?
Are you knocking the snake? Have you tried snake yet?
Amanda, why don't you do an accent whenever we do game picks of games that aren't in Russia?
I did do an accent when you did a picks of game that was in Russia.
Because she doesn't want to talk like this giant dude while she's playing Anichka, probably.
Well, no, she uses an accent when she's talking as Anichka out of the country.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she does, but she doesn't do that accent because she doesn't want Anichka to sound like a giant dude.
Exactly.
That's how everyone from Russia sounds.
People come here as boys, eat snake, leave as men.
Leave as men. Many boys pass from here.
It's a lot like prison that way.
Ah, you've been to prison!
The snake was one of my favorites.
Let me show you my tattoos.
You see, this is a.
You ever been to Turkish
prison?
This is a
Grim Reaper. You see, this is a, Reaper, Grim Reaper, playing the harmonica. It means I sodomized a man with a harmonica.
Damn it.
In fact, all of these tattoos correspond to
sodomy. There needs to be, at some point, a scene that has Crazy Yvonne, Mikhail, Ursa Murder,
and the snake
and
guy.
Snake
yeah, the three of the four are you,
like,
oh, gosh.
And I need to not voice three of them.
In the bazaar, they called the snake vendor Bob.
Bobbert.
Really, just like I think just Crazy Yvonne and Snake Fender Bob meeting together would be great, and his elf. Like, I think that alone would be awesome.
That's true. They are both salesmen.
They are, yeah. I'm sure Crazy Yvonne has been to a bazaar once or twice.
Definitely.
He's from Persistencia. Get around.
Let me give you Snake. Oh, no, wait. This one I have not yet taken venom out.
You don't know if he's from there. He just has... He has a shop there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Crazy Yvonne's a chain store, man.
All right, I'm back, so...
Somehow he has the omnipresence be in all his stores at the same time.
Or just, like, it's a bunch of stores with doorways that lead to the same store.
Like Cracker Barrel.
God, yeah, that's actually true.
But, like, oddly enough, if you go out the front door, you go to the place that you came from.
Of course.
Like Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. Oh, Cracker Barrel is the same store.
Well, why isn't it... If Cracker Barrel was all the same store,
House
wouldn't it be packed
Cracker
Barrel with old people?
How what?
If Cracker Barrel was all the same place, wouldn't it be, like, all the old people who go there would be there at the same time?
Shut up, I love Cracker Barrel, it's delicious.
I know, but old people love it.
Yeah, but...
They also have real...
Now I want some, like, biscuits and gravy.
They also have real maple syrup that comes from trees.
And their lemonade.
Yeah, the thing is, old people,
oh,
like...
God damn it, their lemonade.
Baked apples.
If you have...
Fucking...
If you have an
and, when do you work tomorrow?
To have
one. No, 11. I work at 11.
Fuck. Why do you work at 11?
I do.
Why can't we go to Cracker Barrel?
We could. You would just have to wake up early.
Ugh, let's wake up early and go to Cracker Barrel. Fuck you guys. Fuck
but
all of you. I hate
gravy,
you all
man.
The most.
This is a good breakfast.
Yeah, before we get back to the game, I'm just going to say that restaurants that particularly serve old people have to be good because old people tend to complain more.
And
because
old
sure
people,
do.
it's a really gamey meat, so they have to be really good if they're serving old people.
Can I get us back into this
okay.
crazy world?
Okay, so... I really want James to come in here and have Namazu say something, but
he's scanning.
Well,
he's scanning.
We can have Namazu's cousin say something.
Yeah.
Where is James? Is he online?
He's been coming. He's been popping in and out.
I could. He said I am. I'm just going to.
Just want to hear Namazu.
I just sent him a message.
I just sent him a massage.
Alright, James, you are in a market that is set in a cemetery with all sorts of different monsters around. You can chime in with Namazuisms as often as you would like.
Wait. A market in a cemetery.
Yeah.
Got it.
There may be shenanigans involved.
Yuji can be there too if you really want him to.
I don't
be.
Think you no, Yuji's still in Japan at this point.
Oh, well then nope, it's just Namazu. Alright, glad that works out on the timeline. Anyway, so you notice that they're...
I'm sorry, Hannah, we're taking your game off the rails.
It's my fault, really. Technically, it's her fault for allowing me
Hannah
this.
Oh,
no, we have no GM! God, no!
I have to open tomorrow.
Some comment about a godless universe.
Sadly, this is not a record for how long we fail to notice the GM is gone.
Once she comes back, Josh, we could maybe see if we could wrap it up and do part two some other time.
Well, I think we're kind of close to the end.
I think we're kind of close to the end, but at the same time, I wouldn't mind doing a part two and drawing it out further because it's kind of cool.
Fun. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It is kind of fun.
I would mind a part
two. This whole thing should end with, cut to the future, Yuji sitting in room going, that was the dumbest story I ever heard in my life.
Hark! Oh, woe, that the jaws of fate do cruelly clench upon my frame.
Oh, is that Hannah? Is she back?
Hannah, you're back, I think.
Is Beck Hannah like Beck Bacon?
Is she back from outer space?
No. Matt, what the hell? What was that comment, Matt?
Oh, James, why are you here? Did you see what the new talent in the new expansion for Only War is?
A bit off topic, but no, I didn't.
It's an excellent cook.
Nice.
If you have +10 in cooking, you can take it, and it makes you prepare food so good it makes the soldiers resistant to fear and pinning checks.
Yes.
Guys, if I cut off my own leg and ate it, would I still weigh the same?
No.
Yes, for
a
little bit.
Bone.
I ate the bone.
That sounds like a challenge.
Ate the bone.
There we go. Are we back?
Hannah.
Yeah, there you are.
Hi.
Yay.
While you were gone, we were having a discussion on, because Josh has to open tomorrow. Would you mind elongating it to a part two because we're all having a crazy amount of fun?
Sure.
Never once have we had a one-shot in this podcast.
That's not true. My devil's
been a couple.
Game was a one-shot.
Look what it turned into.
As well.
Not Devil's Bazaar. It's different, but
it's Graveyard Bazaar.
Every single game that I have run for Pixies has been a one-off.
No,
that could have been run for anything.
There's just been a lot of them. But yeah,
it's a campaign of one shots.
Basically,
yeah,
kind of is.
Yeah,
except for that one that was seven parts.
Yeah, we were all enjoying it so much, but we want to know if we were closer to the end or if it would be better just to.
You are actually really close.
Even
to
if
the
we're
end,
close
though,
to the end, could you pad it out for another session?
Yeah, maybe
of
we
session?
Have to run a quest.
Okay.
Because I would like a second session of it, is what I'm saying.
All right, exactly. then I will go back and retcon and say that the watch is more along 6 hours or something instead of two.
Yeah, okay.
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 Well,
sure.
We could also
go back and edit it. The watch seems to have
six
hours left.
Ah, yes, my favorite team, the Atlanta Falcons, is in the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, there's a reasonable amount of time left.
Yeah, I can probably think of something to pad it out. Yes. There's not much to do in the cemetery side, so I can make some more vendors and stuff.
Cemetery.
Okay.
If you'd like, we can just split the game off here while you're talking to the pepper growing woman and resume later.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
You'll have fun times talking about peppers.
Sam falls asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta work in the morning.
I like how the pepper woman also has a hint of a southern accent.
But it was pretty good. It was like a super long game.
I didn't mean it to be so long, but you guys kept interacting.
That's kind of what happened.
Hannah, do you remember that game you were a part of that I expected to be two sessions and was seven?
Yeah. I'm really glad you guys seem to be enjoying it. So
yeah,
I'm glad that you made an enjoyable thing. Also, I meant to say this before. I should send you the rules for don't rest your head because it seems like you would be really good at rolling that.
Yeah, it seems that way.
I love don't rest your head.
That at all, but
it's
okay.
It takes place like the stuff you're doing in this is like all the stuff that happens in that game.
Yeah, it's kind of very like dream. It's about a bunch of people who can't get to sleep and enter this weird place.
Basically, like the main thing about it is that you can get anything for anything, but like typically you have to trade off like emotions and memories and dream.
And every time the clock hits 12, something bad happens.
Oh, well, that's cool. I'm really interested. I'm interested in that now.
Let me.
Well, the trading is only one part of the Mad City. There's all sorts of crazy bullshit.
Yeah, but I mean, the trading is the reason everyone goes there.
Yeah, there's clockwork police officers. There's paper boys who are all made of paper who are always trying to get the next scoop, and the headline will happen.
Extra, extra. Read all about it.
And also, the mechanics are the easiest for the GM and hard for everyone else.
Oh, but they're so cool.
Also, there's an expansion called Don't Lose Your Mind.
Well, Don't Lose Your Mind
before,
is just...
Before we get to off topic.
Yeah, we should probably...
Hannah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
I'm really glad.
Yeah, you're the best, Hannah.
I want to talk about all the vendors and what their stuff did, but at the same time, I don't because it's...
Yeah, it's not over yet.
Yeah.
I'll save it for part two because I really want to hear about it.
Okay. I do too, yeah.
Right. But I'm also very tired.
Yeah. I'm just going to say it's a good thing that you bought the dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah, yes. I also like.
So I'll probably just cut these together. So I'll say goodnight, everyone on the internet.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, I should miss the recording.
Meow.
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 Meow. I speak feline, Jesus. Guys.
What kind of horrible dying cats are you? So
before he has to go, he's pick up the slack and he's gonna.
Continue, Charlie. I don't know what you were singing.
You never heard the biggest this cat song?
What? No. Anyway, last time, anyone want to refresh my memory? We were at the...
We were in a graveyard.
Yeah, you were in a graveyard. We and a cemetery, and it wasn't just any normal cemetery. It was...
A spooky cemetery.
Full of monsters. Ooh! And also maybe people selling stuff and stealing stuff and... Where did we leave off? You were talking to someone.
You're talking to the pepper lady.
Yes, you were talking to the lady who grows peppers.
Who grows peppers.
Also, her hair is on fire.
Yes, sure.
Her hair may actually be fire, yeah.
I don't remember what voice I gave her, but this will be great.
She was kind of just sort of, she had sort of a punk mentality, I believe. And a little southern.
A little southern, okay.
A little southern.
A little southern, all right.
That's
right,
that's my so... next that's my next hip hop artist name.
Gonna cover Accidental Racist all night long.
God damn it.
No. No.
Yes.
No, Charlie says that he links something.
Don't just... click it. Just don't.
No,
just...
no, that's the business cat thing.
Just
you
don't
have to click it.
It's butt stuff.
Never.
It's butt stuff. I have to click it.
Her weakness.
Oh no, butts. Hannah's only weakness.
Butts, you lie to me. Anyway.
Charlie, why do you have to lie to Hannah like that? What the fuck?
Dude, for real, what?
No, I didn't!
I'm so glad I have that on recording.
Well, thanks, Mosquito Bill Cosby. Now onto the game.
You're welcome.
What's my next monster? Mosquito Bill Cosby.
I have to play that.
I could hear the paper being rustled. Ideas were being written down.
Things were happening.
Who
uses paper?
I heard
paper?
Some paper whipping noise, so I assumed it was.
That's that flat stuff made of dead trees.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can make out of it. Anyway, so you were talking to a woman growing peppers, and I believe what's her name?
Someone write that down somewhere.
It's written down.
Add to the list.
On paper.
Wait, what is paper?
Dang it.
Paper is a material that has,
The material that doesn't get the game going.
Oh, it's a material that I will break you similar to.
Wait, what?
I will tear you like paper, Charlie.
Well, I thought you said you were gonna rape me similar to.
No, I said break. No, I'm gonna tear you like paper.
Alright, I was wondering how you'd rape paper.
No.
Well, you cut a hole in it.
Oh my
god. And you're prepared for the most painful experience of your life.
Anna, you're not helping.
All right, so we doing this or no? Otherwise, I'm going to start linking more pictures of hair in space.
I'm going to pretend to be Nate for a second and ask, what about boobs in space?
That doesn't seem to actually be a thing.
There's a picture here in the hair in space thing that, it's not so much naked boobs in space, but,
So you're in the cemetery market. You're talking to a pepper-growing woman whose hair is made of flames.
Super.